This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
To our Chinese community, it is Chinese New Year, the Lantern Festival. Ni hao. To the Chinese community, no mai, haere mai, kia ora tanakwe, Free FM 89.0 on a Sunday afternoon. Checking out the weather forecast, morning cloud clearing, then an odd afternoon shower, possibly heavy, southwesterlies developing this afternoon. Sunrise this morning was a 7.01, sunset tonight at 8 o'clock. We're going for a temperature day of 24 degrees. At the moment, it's 22.5 degrees in the city this afternoon. Coming up, we pay tribute to a singer-songwriter who died this week. What's on my mind? The opinion is mine, column, comment, history, and past, births, deaths, and music past. Gary Schofield, Dwayne Porter, Trevor's talk before 2 o'clock this afternoon. Well, you've heard the story that Hamilton businesses backed the police move on powers. There's been a lot of discussion this week, but whether you hate it or like it, it's got to happen. Some businesses are backing what the police are doing because police have been given new powers to move on vagrants, with a city retail advocate saying the previous hands-off approach wasn't working. The government announced this week it would grant police powers to order any individual rough sleeping, begging, or displaying disorderly behaviour to move on. While the businesses like it, others do not like it. I've heard all the advocates saying, and many, many people otherwise. Hey, we have got beggars around the city. There was a window washer when I was coming into town. We've had a man on the corner of Te Aro and Grey Streets, Claudelands, begging with a sign up. I saw a sign up yesterday on Victoria Street, and the police were only a couple of blocks away from where they were attending an incident. It's dangerous for these window washers to be out on the street, even at 10 o'clock at night. You've got to face it, folks. These people have been given carte blanche to wander around the city, like the vagrant who followed a woman into the lobby of Westpac during the week, but found in the bank itself a member of our security team, City Safe. Actually, the head guy, and the man who was in the lobby took off and had the guy from City Safe running after him. So whether you like it or not, vagrants are getting notice that city retailers won't like what is going to hit the vagrants and other people who do cause a bit of antisocial behaviour. Look out. Not everybody's happy. Day 60, 303, March 1, 2026. Yes, we're into March, of course. And it's time to take a look at our history. This day, 2025, Destiny Church interrupts Christchurch's Pride Festival.
What I am, I am my own special creation. So.
This day in 1932, Charles Lindbergh Jr., son of the famed aviator, kidnapped and killed by Bruno Hoffman.
Because you come to me with nothing love and hope. My hand and lift mine eyes above. A wide world of hope and joy I see.
music today, 1904, band leader Glenn Miller, born, dying above the English Channel in the plane. In this day, actor David Niven was born. He died in 1993.
Oh, in the fields below, but high on the cliffs, the guns are hidden there. Guns are hidden there in the cavern of stone. Guns of Navarone.
It was this day in 1942 that Japanese forces invade the Dutch East Indies territory of Java.
I'm, oh how I miss you. I drift into our old rendezvous every night about this time. The gang keeps on asking.
In music in 1810, Polish Chopin, the composer, born. He died in 1849. In music and movies, in 1927, Harry Belafonte was born. He died in 2023. So let's remember the one and only Harry Belafonte. He's also an activist and took part in, of course, Live Aid.
Round the Bay of Mexico, way off sea.
round the Bay of Mexico,
round the Bay of Mexico.
Ha ha, round the Bay of Mexico. Isn't it called the Bay of United States or America right now through to Donald Trump? Have to rename that song. No way. That's the late Harry Belafonte, who was celebrating his birthday today. The New Zealand Hit Parade, tutorg.nz, March 1, 1975, number 14, New Zealand. Paul McCartney, Junior's Farm, written by Paul McCartney. Highest chart position was number 9. This is Paul McCartney and Wings. It's 9-1. We're going to pay tribute to singer-songwriter America, you know who I'm talking about, who died in the last couple of days. Yeah, Paul McCartney and Wings, down on Junior's Farm. Well, I woke up yesterday and what did I read? The death of singer-songwriter Neil Sedaka. He wrote all those great songs of the 60s from the Brill Building. He was associated, of course, with Carole King and Neil Diamond and many, many more. I might ask Gary when we get on, has he ever been to the Brill Building in New York City? We're going to play a Neil Sedaka song first, but no, we won't. We'll play a version of a song that became a very big hit in the UK in the 70s, and it has carried on as a popular song during its lifetime. And actually, his associated songwriter will be remembering Howard Greenfield next week. I think you know the song I'm going to play. So it is time for a sing-song. You ready to clap and go away? Here is Tony Christie with Neil Sedaka, Howard Greenfield's Is This the Way to Amarillo? You can join in the chorus, of course.
the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning. How I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo, that sweet Marie who waits for me. Show me the way to Amarillo. I've been weeping like a willow, crying over Amarillo, that sweet Marie for me. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. And Marie who waits for me. There's a church bell ringing, hear the song of joy that it's singing for the sweet Maria and the guy who's coming to see her. Just beyond the highway, there's an open plain, and it keeps me going through the wind and rain. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo, that sweet Marie who waits for me.
Hey folks, that song is it's infectious, isn't it? From 1972, and it's been done so many times. And that is a great song. Is This the Way to Amarillo? Yes. Sung by the one and only Tony Christie here at Free FM 89.0. Time to play a Neil Sedaka song. And I've chosen one that's not well known, and we will play it for you right now. It came out in 1969. It wasn't a big hit for him, but it was a popular song. It's called Wheeling, West Virginia. Who you are? Where
freeway, sunset to Laurel, racing my MG from MGM. Early to bed to be up at dawning, gotta be on the set at 8 a.m. For one more day of make-believe and one more day of playing the star.
Was on the New Zealand charts back in 1969, courtesy of chartall.nz. Wheeling, West Virginia, the late Neil Sedaka. I think he wrote O'Carroll for Carole King, as the rumour goes. And he was also associated with a hit in 1961. You can hear his backing vocals on the Tokens, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Yes, the man associated at the Brill Building with the late Neil Sedaka, Neil Diamond and Cracklin' Rosie. More from Neil shortly. Sorry, from Neil Sedaka. Yeah, well, two Neils, Neil Diamond and Neil Sedaka. More from them lately. So, did you stay up and watch Trump's State of the Nation? It was rambling. I watched the highlights. It was boring and disparaging when you talk to the gold medal winning American hockey team and talking about women. What an idiot this guy is. And I think they got into trouble. The woman didn't want to go to a reception. The men's team, I think they're sorry. They got mixed up with Donald Trump. And I think members are now saying so. And the woman don't like the men's hockey team, ice hockey team, because of what Trump said about them. We'll talk more about this and what a stupid man American President Donald Trump is. Okay, to movies. David Niven was born this day in 1910. He made a lot of movies. Separate Tables won him an Academy Award. He played Bonnie Prince Charlie. He was in Please Don't Eat the Daisies and The Guns of Navarone with Gregory Peck.
Up on the roof.
No, that's not it. we'll go up on the roof later. But let's get the right track going. And we've got for you The Guns of Navarone. Dmitri Tomkin is coming up right now at Free FM 89.0. Hey, on a Sunday afternoon, let's try this.
Islands of Greece are green and beautiful, green. Turns in a fisherman's skin.
mission. She was the queen of 1964. But the truth of the matter is nobody wants her anymore. There was a time she could have shown how, but nobody wants an overage groupie now. When it came to a superstar, Jenny was a bragger. She spent it all around to everyone in town that she once had Mick Jagger. She got a kick and a black eye from Bianca. She was the queen of 1964. What a pity she became shadow of the girl she was before. She passed her prime, it seems a shame somehow. But nobody wants an overage groupie now.
From 1959, a song about Carole King. Yeah, Neil Sedaka, the Queen of 1964, And, of course, the Guns of Navarone. There's another birthday today, the late Harry Belafonte, and the song that made him so world famous.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana. Banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me want go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me want go home.
Day is a day.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day. A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Live
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me want go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch.
Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Day-o, day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me want go.
Yes, the Banana Boat song from the late Harry Belafonte. He's disappeared. Anyway, we'll have one more song and then we're going to have the report from the ports with Mr. Port himself, Dwayne Porter. But another guy who's celebrating his birthday in recent weeks was this guy. At Free FM 89.0.
Come and listen in to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Yes, he celebrated his birthday in January this year. Turn your radio on, the fabulous Ray Stevens, after the Port Report. The Port Report will play another Ray Stevens comedy song for you. Good afternoon, Dwayne.
Hello, come on in. The ship is in, Dwayne.
talk, don't they? Yeah, it's all yours.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. At the moment, the port is pretty well busy. We've got a few cruise liners arriving in and a few log boats and that. Talking to you about the auctions and that.
Yep.
This week we've got quite a few, and we even had a 2010 Ford Mustang was going up for auction. It was totally burnt out and stolen. So also I got a 1999 Toyota Celica, which was stolen, recovered, and I've got a report here, which was it was damaged on the left side damaged. They dismantled the interior, like the ignition barrel they took out. Even the suspension, which was damaged, so the suspension arms actually disintegrated. So it actually snapped in three places. So that's what we've got coming up in our auction report. In our shipping report is the... also, I've got coming up next week is a Fonterra. Oh no, I say it's not a Fonterra. It's a Porter's Transport, which cart milk pillar or cart milk. That's coming up for auction next week with a caravan, which came from the Mount after that big storm.
Mm-hmm.
In the port rise, we've got several boats arriving, you name it. And I can tell you, it's a way that the market is with the ports at the moment, Bruce, is that the market price is that there's more logs are coming in, like they're sending more logs out than what they're sending container boats. Do you realise that?
Yep, fair enough. And passenger boats, yeah, the love boats coming in and all that. And but tell us, was there any crime overnight?
Yeah, there was quite a few. The police were, they're in town, even the checkpoints and the thing. Even the guy decided to be smart and decided to do a burnout in his Dodge Ram truck and got it impounded. how would you do it? Yeah, the cops said there was black smoke coming from everywhere.
Oh, just another idiot deserves to lose his license and the truck too.
Well, he lost his license and lost his truck, so that's been in the confiscated. While I've got to you with the with the ports, we've got another log boat arriving in today. We've got another passenger lighting boat arriving in tomorrow. Also, we've got a petrol boat arriving in from Napier, coming in, and then after that she's going to the sea. The passenger liner boat is going from Auckland then to Napier. So the port at the moment is pretty well trucker and going out left, right, centre. So, the market... Yeah, but as I say, the oil refinery, Marsden Point, yes, it is still open.
Yep, good on you. We'll catch up with you next week at Free FM 89.0. Promised you another Ray Stevens song. He celebrated his birthday in January.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B, and digs C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow! Guitar's there! He's a guitar man! He's all you can stand! Give him a hand! Guitar's there! Ha ha! got a girl named Jane with no last name, kind of homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. Got a pet monkey, he likes to get drunk and sing boogie woogie, and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy. Sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight, and their voices unite in the pale moonlight, and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
Yeah!
Ian Miller Orchestra is born this day and died over the English Channel. Just a few notes from what happened the other night at the big thing with Trump and the Union State of the Union. Crescendo, Democrats had been told by their leaders to be on their best behaviour. Well, that didn't work, but several wore white in homage to the suffragettes or pins demanding more accountability over Epstein. Democratic Congressman Al Green, expelled over disruptions last year, was again expelled because he held up a sign. This was the one that, well, the racist video of Obama, black people aren't apes. Well, it was a bit of a rambling old time and there today. So at this moment, we don't have Mr. Driscoll with us today. So to do with politics, again, here is the fabulous Ray Stevens. It's Free FM. And I hope it does come up right now. Yeah, we've got some Ray Stevens for you talking about American presidents. So third time lucky. We should have Ray Stevens talk about presidents.
We got record foreclosures, folks are losing their homes. The banks have got money, but they won't make loans. The taxes are bringing small business to their knees, and we owe our soul to the red Chinese. Mr. President, Mr. President, what are you going to do?
I'm gonna take off my coat and roll up my sleeve, turn on the teleprompter and give another speech. Act real cool and talk real soft. And then go out and play another round of golf. Throw a party at the White House and give a big show. Board Air Force One and away I'll go. Up to New York, take Michelle to a play. Then shoot a few hoops and call it a day. But Mr. President, we got illegal aliens pouring across our border. Drug lords committing mayhem and disorder. States going broke trying to pay their benefits. Bond markets in the toilet. Job markets in the pits. Mr. President, Mr. President, what are you going to do? Well, now listen real close and hear what I say. Never let a good crisis slip away. You gotta look at things out of my window. What's bad for America is good for my agenda.
But Mr. President, what are you going to do?
I'm gonna take off my coat, roll up my sleeve, turn on the teleprompter and give another speech. Act real cool and talk real soft. And then go out and play another round of golf. Throw a party at the White House and put on a show. Board Air Force One and away I'll go. To blame George Bush and his capitalist ways. Then I'll shoot a few hoops and call it a day.
Oh, yes, Mr. President, Mr. President, that is Ray Stevens at Free FM 89.0 on a Sunday afternoon. Hope your day is going well and you're welcome to the day as we've kind of remembering one of the great singer-songwriters of the last generation or so. So it's time to play another Neil Sedaka song, and you've heard it earlier in the day, and we're going to play you a version of the song sung by the songwriter himself. So without further ado, let's go. You heard the song earlier at Free FM 89.0, and I think it will go for you right now.
I guess I have to play the song. When the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning. How I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where me. And ladies and gentlemen, the great singer who was responsible for going over a million records, Mr. Tony Christie. Whoa, look at him, look at him.
Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You remember the words?
Thanks for asking.
When the day is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning, how I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city.
Hey, that's how it goes. That is Tony Christie and the late Neil Sedaka and getting together with Is This The Way To Amarillo. I don't think we're going to be joined by Mr. Driscoll today. We hope he's all right and hopefully get back to us in the next couple of hours. But right now, we remember Harry Belafonte, who was born this day in 1927.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountaintop, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down at the market, you can hear ladies cry out while on their heads they bear. Ackee rice, salt fish are nice, and the rum is fine any time of year. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sounds of laughter everywhere, and dancing girls swaying to and fro. I must declare my heart is there, though I've been from Maine to Mexico. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountain top, I took a trip on a sailing ship, and when I reached Jamaica, I made a stop. But I'm sad to say I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Sad to say I'm on my way.
won't be back for many a day. My heart is down, my head is turning around. I had to leave a little girl.
Yeah, the late Harry Belafonte, and of course, Jamaica Farewell. And we kind of miss his music, his activism. And yeah, he made his impact on activism, was a supporter of Martin Luther King. Hey, Trevor is next at 3FM 89.0. Every once in a while I do play the Bonanza theme, and we play the Al Caiola theme. But did you know there was another version of the Bonanza theme? It was done by the David Rose Orchestra. David Rose was once married to Judy Garland. Here we go. At 3FM. Yes, that is the original version of the Bonanza theme. That's David Rose and his orchestra. As I said, he was married to the late Judy Garland for a time. Just going back on new moves by the police to curb the actions of the streeties. Salvation Army wanted to see wraparound support, including housing support and services, thus providing support for people's health and mental well-being. Well, I think you guys, you need to get in there right now. I know you feed them and clothe them and all that, but hey, some of these people do not want to eat at your premises. Anyway, time to say good afternoon, Trevor.
Good afternoon. Talking about, excuse me, street people and so on, it's sleeping rough. I came up my driveway the other day, and there sprawled out on the driveway is a guy with a rug over him. In the middle of the driveway.
Did you move him?
I drove cautiously past him, but he looked very dangerous and had to get that glare in his eyes. So I wouldn't antagonise him to question him what he was doing there. But by the time I got out of my car and undercover car park and looked down the driveway, he'd gone. So that's a new one for the books.
They do like doing that. I've seen it.
Must be drawing attention.
Yeah, I've seen it in bus stops on my way into town. There was a couple of, I don't know if they're streeties, but they've probably been on the plonk, and they were resting their eyes in the bus stop coming into town. And I see it all the time. And the guy on the corner of Te Aroha and Grey Streets, Hamilton East, there were people sleeping. I went to the Lantern Festival, Chinese Lantern Festival, for a time last night, and there are a few sleepy people over the road outside the BNZ. So they plonk themselves down and go to sleep. Even during the day, they sleep in garden place. It's anyway, hopefully the police will do something about this, because this has been going on too long, of course. What else has been rattling your cage this week?
That's another aspect on what we're talking about. If you do disturb them and ask them if they're all right or could you move on or whatever, they can get quite vicious.
I also notice And I don't know what the policy is these days. I noticed that a few of the people around town are wearing ankle bracelets. The police put them on the legs, on the ankles. And aren't they meant to be monitored, these people? I just don't know whether the people are being monitored normally. Some people can't even walk out the front gate before it goes beep, beep, beep. And some of them have got to, of course, they've got to charge the ankle bracelets before they go anywhere. So where's the monitoring?
That's a good question.
Yeah. So what about things on television this week? What have you been watching?
We're watching my favourite programme, of course, Coronation Street.
Oh, you're going to have Dwayne going at me shortly.
Did you hear that, Ryan? It's Coronation Street, just in case you missed it.
There's been lots of rumours flying around of what's going to happen on Coronation Street too, and I think there's a death coming up or something. Hey, you've got to praise these... You've got to praise these people who write these scripts.
That's what I like about it, and particularly in the British programs. They're quite ingenious, some of these scripts.
Yeah.
And they keep it, I can't wait for the next episode. You know, it's not all trashy like some of these American ones.
No. Also, you were watching the tennis. Who won the tennis finals? I never caught up with that.
Oh, I must admit, I missed out on it. Is this the US Open?
What, the Australian Open, is that all over?
Oh, that's over.
Who won those?
A bit of an unknown player, actually.
Yeah.
I can't quite recall his name. It's not a name I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
But he beat Novak Djokovic in the final.
Yep. Yeah. And you got your mushrooms cooking?
Oh, yes, all ready to go.
Yeah, so what do you put on your mushrooms? Let's have a bit of a cookery show.
I cook them with... cooking oil and butter.
Yeah.
And they're quite delicious, actually. And the good thing about doing that, I eat it with a clear conscience, knowing that no animal was put down for the satisfaction of my diet.
So it's what else are you putting on with your mushrooms? Got some tomatoes to go with it?
No, I've got silver beet, broccoli, carrots and pumpkin.
Oh, that does sound too good. I hope you enjoy it
tonight. Oh, it's very tasty. It's with a mild touch of salt and pepper. Not too much. Just enough for the taste buds.
Yeah. And you've heard me playing a lot of Neil Sedaka stuff today because he died during the week. He's one of the people that you grew up with. The fabulous Neil Sedaka in the 60s, and you probably heard a lot of his songs.
What was that name again, Bruce? Sorry.
Neil Sedaka, he died this week.
I can't place that name. There's so many great artists around that period.
Yeah, of course, Harry Belafonte's you remember him with Day-O and etc.
I definitely do remember him.
Yeah, and his birthday was today. And of course, Harry Belafonte was associated with Live Aid, and also he's associated with We Are the World. So I think we're going to end today with We Are the World by that bunch, including the one and only Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, and all the rest of the crowd. So we will leave it here right now. Thank you, Trevor, and we'll try and catch up and see how... Mellors, and let's leave you with We Are the World, USA for Africa, including Harry Belafonte at Free FM 89.0, as they try to raise money for the poor, of which Harry Belafonte was part of. He was a real activist, and the song is coming up right now as we end Cosmopolitan News and Views on this Sunday afternoon. Have a great week, and of course, Harmony Waikato is next.
When we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one, there are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. Day by day, that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
we all a part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
From Cosmopolitan News and Views, we are the world, USA for Africa, and RIP to the many artists who took part there, the late Kenny Rogers, Michael Jackson, and others. Have a great day, and also Tina Turner. Thank you for your afternoon. Catch you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.